Hi, I'm Tracy Samilton with Michigan Radio. We grade students, we grade teachers, and we grade schools. But a group called Education Trust Midwest says charter school authorizers in Michigan aren't being graded. So the group issued its own report card, and it's not exactly the kind you want to bring home. Here's the story. When Michigan's charter school experiment began 21 years ago, the hope was charters would be better than traditional public schools.
The majority of them are actually not delivering on that promise.
Amber Arellano of Education Trust Midwest says there are some great charters, but way too many extremely poor ones. Take Cesar Chavez Elementary in Detroit. It's in the bottom 2% of schools in Michigan.
So Cesar Chavez is actually underperforming Detroit Public Schools, which is the worst performing school district in the country, according to the national assessment.
Arellano says the only reason Cesar Chavez and other poor charters exist is because authorizers let them operate. A school can be shut down, but nobody can shut down an authorizer, not even the state school's superintendent. And the authorizers get their 3% cut of the school's funding no matter what.
There's no incentive right now for authorizers to do a better job.
Cesar Chavez was authorized by Saginaw Valley State University, which authorizes about 34 other charters. The report gave Saginaw Valley a D. Craig Douglas is director of the university's charter authorizer. He criticizes the report for being shallow.
The grading mechanism, if you will, is a single shot. It's an emotional charged and will really lead to improvement. I don't know. You know, we'll see.
And he says all the success stories are being overshadowed, like Chatfield School in Lapeer County.
And they have parents waitlisted every year to get in. You know, has that improved education quality in that community? I submit it probably has.
The report shows it's hard to manage many charters well. Most A's went to authorizers who've approved only one school. Four of the larger authorizers got B's. Central Michigan, which authorizes more schools than any other, got a C. Three got D's, and Northern Michigan and Eastern Michigan got F's. Amber Arellano says it's true that many charters have been set up in distressed, high-poverty neighborhoods, but the best authorizers, like Grand Valley, still do well there.
And they're not using poverty as an excuse for not doing a good job.
Tim Wood is head of Grand Valley's charter school office. Wood says Grand Valley is picky about who runs its charters, and it offers the chartered schools lots of support, like reading specialists.
We think reading is the gateway to all other content. If a student can read at grade level, they can do science and math and social studies, etc.
Wood agrees there has to be a way to hold authorizers accountable, make them shut down schools in the bottom 5%, and stop authorizer shopping. That's when a charter school that's lost its contract with one authorizer goes to another with weaker standards to stay in business. Wood thinks the best way is to require accreditation.
Suspend authorizers who are not accredited.
Support for a law requiring accreditation is gaining traction. The charter school industry seems to support the idea. Meanwhile, Grand Valley isn't waiting for the state legislature to act. It's voluntarily being accredited by a company called Advance Ed this spring and urging other authorizers to do the same. I'm Tracy Samilton, Michigan Radio News.